Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WVFF 97.7. This is where we go through the entire Bible. I've read this Bible 100 times through or more, different passages hundreds of times, and I tell you what, God gives me something new every time I go through it. And don't ever be satisfied with just browsing it or reading it one time because you haven't even scratched the surface. I've read passages in here 75 times, and on the 76th time, something opens up, and it catch episode one. It took me 15 years to come to the realization of what I tell you in episode one, and it's right there in black and white. It's a story I like to tell. There was a monk in the 12th century that studied the book of Genesis only in the original Hebrew for 20 years. And he came to the conclusion there are 10 dimensions in this world, 10 dimensions of this life. You know, we see height, depth, breadth, and then Einstein gave us time and gravity. But there are 10 dimensions. The Bible says a spiritual war going on all around us in the unseen places. You know, back in the garden, when man was perfect, he could see into these other realms. But the fantastic part about it, this, in the 12th century, from reading the original Hebrew text, he figured out there were 10 dimensions of unseen worlds all around us. And just in the last 20 years, using the super collider and physics beyond any possible knowledge that I have, they have decided there are at least 10 dimensions. They have seen them. They can't access them yet, but they know they're there. Worlds within this world, all around us. Angelic beings in them. They haven't seen those yet. Well, I think they have touched the darker side of that. I do believe there's lots of weird stuff happening up there. You know, what is that name of that place where it's at in Europe? But the commencement ceremony and all was demonic. I do believe they have touched some of these dimensions, and some demons have had access to this world, because you just look at the things that are going on there. But the moral of the story is study this book, and you will gain insight and knowledge. Look at every word, read it out loud, let it go in your ears. Don't read it quietly in your mind. You don't absorb it like that. Chapter 20, book of Joshua. We've just divided up the inheritance to all of the tribes. Three of them disobeyed God and did not put the inhabitants out. And God had said, if you don't put the inhabitants out, they will be a thorn in your side and you will be cursed. He also said, if you put the inhabitants out, you will be blessed. So three of the tribes decided to make the inhabitants slaves. Seemed like a good economic thing to do. So yeah, why get rid of these people? Just make them slaves and they can work for us. But you're going to see that their sons and daughters are going to start to intermingle. God did not want the seeds of the serpent mixed with his people. That's why he said, remove these people utterly from the land. And if you don't know what the seed of the serpent is, catch episode one on Between the Lines. You can get it on WVFFradio.com and catch up with us. Chapter 20, book of Joshua. The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge. Wherefore I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Remember, under the law, the law is absolutely binding and relentless. It does not give you any place for accidental. Remember you could sin accidentally, Jonathan?
Yep, no gray areas.
Yeah. You could touch a doorknob that an unclean person touched moments earlier, and you were sinful and unclean. You could grab a handful of dust. You know, your farmer out there, you want to check the moisture level in the soil. You pick up a handful of dust, and there's a dead critter in it. You're unclean and sinful. You can have an unclean thought pass through your mind when you're looking at Ahab's wife? She just comes out the tent and she's stretching real, you got her arms up. Ah, you know, it's, oh, I wish she was my wife, you know.
That's it.
That's it.
Guilty.
You're guilty and sinful. Well, this here says, if you kill a man accidentally, and the Bible, in the past episodes, Bible gives the example of your chopping wood. And this has happened to me. I didn't kill anybody or hurt anybody.
Right.
But the head of the axe flew off and strikes your friend who's there chopping wood with you. And it kills him. You're guilty.
No matter how mortified you are.
Yes. That would happen. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was an accident. Yeah. Does not matter. You have to immediately flee to one of these cities of refuge. And you can live out your days there as long as you don't live forever or until the chief priest dies. At the time the chief priest dies, and you wait a little bit longer to make sure the entire countryside knows the chief priest has died, then you can leave the city. Otherwise, they're going to kill you as soon as they find you. They don't even have to bring you to the court. They kill you on sight, called the Avenger of Blood. There is no redemption under the law in any way, shape, or form. So, verse 4, and when he that doth flee unto one of these cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of the city, and shall take him to the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. If the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, he didn't mean to, and hated him not before time. They were probably friends. But it happened, and he shall dwell in the city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, the mount of Naphtali, and Shechem in the mount of Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mount of Judah. And on the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezir in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth and Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Chapter 21, then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest and unto Joshua the son of Nun and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. They spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs. And the lot came out for the families of the Korahites, and the children of Aaron, and the priests, which were the Levites, by the lot of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. And the rest of the children of Kohath had, by lot of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, out of half a tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. The children of Gershon had, by lot, out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half the tribe of Manasseh, Bashan, 13 cities. The children of Merari, by their families, had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. The children of Israel gave by lot unto the Levites these cities with their suburbs, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. They gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are here mentioned by name, which the children of Aaron hath by the families of the Kohites, who were the children of Levi, had, for theirs was the first lot. And they gave them the city of Arba, and the father of Anak, which the city of Hebron, and the hill country of Judah, with the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for his possession. Thus they gave the children of Aaron the priest Hebron with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libna with her suburbs, and Jeter and her suburbs, and Eshtimoah with her suburbs, and Halon with her suburbs, and Debri with her suburbs, and Ain with her suburbs, and Jeddah with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs. Nine cities out of those two tribes. The tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with her suburbs, Gibeon and her suburbs, Anathoth and her suburbs, and Almon and her suburbs, four cities. The cities of children Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with her suburbs. Families of the children of Kohath and Levites, which remained the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave the Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for a slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs, and Kibzaim with her suburbs, and Beth Horam with her suburbs, four cities. Now the tribe of Dan, El Tiketh with her suburbs, Gith-Botham with her suburbs, Ajalon with her suburbs, Gath-Rimmon with her suburbs, four cities. Now the half of tribe Manasseh, Tanich with her suburbs, and Gath-Rimmon with her suburbs, two cities. All the cities were 10 with their suburbs for the families of the children of Kohath that remained. And unto the children of Gershon with the families of the Levites, out of the other half tribe of Manasseh they gave Golan in Bashan with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer. Beshterah with her suburbs, two cities. Now the tribe of Issachar, Kishim with her suburbs, Deberith with her suburbs, Jarmuth with her suburbs, Enganim with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishiel and her suburbs, Abaddon with her suburbs, Helkath with her suburbs, Rehob with her suburbs, four cities. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer. Hamath Dor with her suburbs, and Kartan with her suburbs, three cities. All the cities of the Gershonites according to their families were 13 cities with their suburbs. And unto the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with her suburbs, and Kareth with her suburbs, Dimna with her suburbs, Nahala with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with her suburbs, and Kehaza with her suburbs, Kedemoth with her suburbs, and Mithmath with her suburbs, four cities. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with her suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer, Mahanaim with her suburbs, Heshbon with her suburbs, Gezer with her suburbs, four cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. Wow, that's a lot of cities. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all the cities, and the Lord gave unto the Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. The Lord gave them rest round about according to all he sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man and all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered their enemies into their hand. There failed not aught any of a good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. So God has fulfilled his promises that he gave to the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would give to them this land. But as we see, they all left one city there, and then three of the tribes chose not to put out the inhabitants of their land. So cursing has already happened. Chapter 22, book of Joshua. And Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and half tribe Manasseh and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the command of the Lord your God. Now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore now return ye, and get you unto your tents, and unto the land of your possessions. These are the two and a half tribes that stayed on the other side of the river. If you remember, Moses says, yes, okay, you don't want what God promised you. This is nice land, you like it. Probably want to get away from the rest of us. So go ahead and stay, but any man that is suitable for war will come across with us and help us take the land. After that's all done, you guys can go home. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, the love of the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments, to cleave unto him, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Serve him with all your heart. The reoccurring theme in this Bible, That's all God asks. The original covenant given to Abraham. Can't say this enough. Follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. The law came about because they refused to do it. Nothing was illegal for them back then. You follow God with all your heart. He says, if you do that, you'll know what's good for you. You'll know what you should do, what's right. There won't be any problems. Whatever you feel is right in your heart, if you're following me, will be good for you. But they refused to do it, so God put the binding law on them. It'll last for hundreds of years. Even up until this day, every person that's born into this world is born under the law, because you will die. Whether you're separated from God or not, the law is bondage, separation from God, and death. And unless you cling to Jesus Christ, who brought back the original covenant, follow me with all your heart and be baptized. One is a spiritual man's task, and the other is the spirit man causing this flesh to do an outwardly expression that I am following Jesus Christ. That's all it was. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tents. Now, to the one half tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possessions in Bashan, but unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side Jordan westward. When Joshua sent them away also unto their tents, then he blessed them, and he spake unto them, saying, return with much riches unto your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, with iron, with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. The children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe Manasseh, returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession. Wherefore they were possessed according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. When they came unto the borders of Jordan, that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a great altar to see to. And the children of Israel heard say, behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh have built an altar. Okay, there's already strife starting. They all had it in their heads. They're going to stay over there because they're going to get away from this law that we're all under. Mm-hmm. So they built themselves an altar, and they had a good intentions on it. But the other one says, why have they done this? We got to figure out why they did this. When the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. We're going to wipe them out. How dare they build an altar? Mm-hmm. And the children of Israel set unto the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe Manasseh into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest. Oh, Phinehas. He has a history.
Oh, yeah.
It hadn't happened yet. We're going to get into that shortly, but he has a history.
That's one that makes the neighborhood kind of spicy.
Yes, he does. And with him, 10 princes of each chief house of the prince throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was a head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. They came unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead. And they spake with him, saying, thus saith the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that ye have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, and that ye have builded you an altar, that ye might rebel this day against the Lord? So they're coming over there in righteous religion. Mm-hmm. In the iniquity of Peor, too little for us, which we are not cleansed unto this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of Israel, that ye must turn away this day from following the Lord, and that it will be, seeing ye rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be wroth with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possessions be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of the Lord, wherein the Lord's tabernacle dwelleth. Take possession among us, but rebel not against the Lord, nor rebel against us in building you an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, committed trespass in the accursed thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? That man perished not alone in his iniquity. That's the man we talk about all the time. When they first came into the land, they took the first city. God said, destroy everything. Don't keep anything. He kept a wedge of gold and some silver and this beautiful Babylonish garment. And his entire family knew about it, so the entire clan died. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the heads of the thousands of Israel, The Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth, and Israel he shall know. If it be in rebellion, or if it be a transgression against the Lord, save us not this day. Do not excuse us if we have transgressed, that we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if we offer thereon burnt offerings or meat offerings, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, In time to come your children might speak unto our children, saying, What have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel? The Lord God hath made Jordan a border between us and you, ye children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have no part in the Lord, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, Let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you, our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, Ye have no part in the Lord. Therefore say we that it shall be, when ye shall say to us, or our generations in time to come, that we may say again, Behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you. So they built it similar to the altar that's in the tabernacle, mm-hmm. as a witness. You know, and all through the Exodus, we see them making witness markers. So they built a witness marker. Had they built just a circle of stones and something, these religious people would not have come against them. But they built it and they made it look like the altar in the tabernacle. So these guys are going to blaspheme the Lord. Mm-hmm. No, they say they want something the children will ask about. What is that altar over there, God? I mean, Father? Oh, that just shows that we belong to the children on this side of the river and we follow the God of heaven. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or sacrifices beside the altar of the Lord, our God, that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas, the priest, and the princes of the congregation, and the heads of the thousands of Israel which were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and children of Gad and children of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. So this is either really what they did, or they hadn't yet made a sacrifice on it, and they came up with this really cool story.
Yeah.
And as the children of Israel are walking away, the guy goes, whew, that was close.
Yeah.
What was you thinking, Jacob?
Right. All right, guys, bring out the lambs.
Yes. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us. Because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord, now ye have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. So they will, you can build an altar as a marker, as a remembrance token, and they come over there and they're going to wipe you out. But God can say, put every one of them out of your land, and three tribes refuse to do it, and nobody lifts a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says anything. In fact, the other tribe says, man, why'd we get rid of all them people? They're keeping them for slaves down in Judah.
Yeah.
We could have all these slaves up here. I'm chopping my own wood.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing we ever did.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.